Front page of the Business Day yesterday, a story by Tamar Khan, the health and science writer. The Health Minister's Advisory Committee on COVID-19 is discussing whether the government should scrap rules that stop people from being able to do their own COVID-19 tests at home, school or work. Supporters of wider access to self-testing say such a move would give people an extra tool for tackling the pandemic as South Africa enters its fourth wave. A member of that ministerial advisory committee, Professor Ian Sanner, joins us now from Johannesburg. Ian, good morning. Thanks for getting up so early to chat to us.
Good morning. It's the sun's up.
Ah, well, we got a little bit of rain here, so the sun might be up. But it's
okay. Yeah, sun's up in Johannesburg.
Ian, you're quoted by Tamar saying your personal view is we should make testing more widely available by permitting the sale of test kits through pharmacies. Why is that your view?
So this comes from a long history of experience, particularly in HIV. As people have moved forward and had a better understanding of how COVID presents, we can, in fact, shift towards the laboratory-based testing, which is quite expensive. So antigen testing, if done properly in a lab, costs around 350 rand, and PCR testing, anything in the private sector, anything between 750 and 1,100 rand. So people are probably under-testing. And self-test kits or these rapid test kits based on antigens testing of the portions of the virus are widely available. In fact, they're being used by the labs and in the hands of not necessarily laboratory technicians, but indeed the nurses. They're being used by the primary healthcare clinics. The point really is that if we made these more widely accessible, they would be then used by people for home testing. They could be used before getting together in gatherings, before travel to within the country. International travel does look like we are going to all need to have PCR tests done to get onto long-haul flights. But, you know, before gathering for Christmas, folks could do a test before getting together with grandma, and indeed at a much lower cost. There's a strange regulation limiting the sale by pharmacies at this time, and SAHPRA is in control of that regulation. I'm pretty much calling for SAHPRA to drop that. Make the test kits available in pharmacies. This is done throughout Europe and the US. Indeed, in the US, it is still expensive. A colleague of mine quoted yesterday it was $20 per test, but I'm certain that the pricing could come down as well.
Yeah, my producer Bruce found some COVID antigen tests available for sale in a grocer shop in Montague Gardens down here in Cape Town, which claims 98% reliability result in 10 minutes, shows current or past COVID infection around 250 rand. So pharmacies aren't allowed to sell them, you say, because SAHPRA decrees such, but anybody else can, or is this grocer shop evading the regulations?
The grocery shop's not following the regulations. And indeed, the reason why SAHPRA needs to be in control of this is because since the beginning of COVID, the NHLS, and particularly also the WITS molecular biology team, have actually been doing qualitative and quantitative reviews of all the test kits coming in. So and there were a number of test kits that were first registered under emergency use approval in the US that indeed when we did closer inspection of these, they were not performing within sensitivity and specificity bands. They basically, I think the total number of tests reviewed have been over 200 PCR tests. and over 150 antigen tests, and less than a third were actually met specification for registration with SAHPRA.
Okay, so what percentage?
In control.
Yeah, what percentage reliability do you need? I mean, this test kit on sale at the grocers says 98% reliability.
Yeah, the problem is that they can write on, if they're not SAHPRA registered, they can write on the box whatever they like.
Yeah. Until but what do we need? Change. What do we need? A 95% reliability?
Yeah, so we antigen testing really tests much higher threshold. So I think the official cutoff is 95% sensitivity. But that relates to a threshold of a relatively high viral load cutoff. That cutoff drops substantially when we get into PCR testing, where the sensitivity needs to be much higher.
And how?
To 98%.
How easy or difficult are they to administer these home tests? I mean, if you, I presume the more narrowly you follow the instructions, the better the chance of getting the
Yeah, 100%. So if you follow the instructions, I think that people, if you're willing to actually stick a swab down, your throat, in my view, if you're sick with symptoms, it doesn't need to be even down your nose, because the back of the throat can swab it properly. And then follow the procedure of the additions to the lab.
So I suspect a lot of people are not going to do it properly, and then you're going to end up with a lot of test results which don't reflect the individual's actual status.
But that's not the experience in Europe, right? And then in the US. So people are very efficiently doing this themselves now.
Yeah.
And indeed, the actual test or interpreting the test result is not dissimilar to interpreting a pregnancy test result. It's the same lateral flow assay. There's no massive interpretation question here.
And the aim of this would simply be to give you information about your status. It's not information that you can use in any formal way. If we have vaccine passports instituted, you couldn't take your home antigen test result showing that you are COVID negative to the restaurant or theater or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's only for personal info.
So in Europe, the anti-vaxxers are offered a opportunity of getting into restaurants, but they have to produce a negative government-funded antigen test per week. And then they get a QR code pass for a negative antigen test. This would not work. Your home testing would not work to meet those parameters, because there would have to be somebody external taking the samples from you to avoid fraud.
Thank you very much, Professor Ian Sanner, member of the Ministerial Advisory Committee, advocating for the permitted widespread use of home-based antigen testing kits. And apparently local manufacturers say that if they are given the go-ahead, and if SAHPRA allows, they will be able to manufacture tests to the necessary specificity when it comes to reliability, and at no more than 50 Rand.